Hi, everybody, and welcome to Encounters for Encouragement. For those of you who are listening again, welcome back. I have an exciting podcast for you today, or a small little preach. I just really want to ignite some faith in your present season. I really pray that you walk away from listening to it feeling closer to Jesus and feeling as though that you can trust him more. God is on your side and his purpose is going to prevail in your life. Love you and enjoy listening. I would really love to explore one of my favorite scriptures with you today. And it's really dear to my heart because it's associated with an encounter that I had with the Lord a few years ago. And this encounter made such a deep impact in my life that it actually turned around or emphasized even the way I express my faith and the way I see my faith. It really gave me a new perception into what exercising my faith in what trusting God would look like. And the psalm that I want to explore today, Psalm 22, but specifically verses 4 and 5. This is what it says. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you, God, they trusted and were not put to shame. This is why I love reading the Psalms, because David very often recalls the goodness of God that had taken place in the lives of those who had gone before him, those who had paved a way for him, those who had lived before him. He looks at the stories that his ancestors had experienced in God, such as Abraham and Moses and Noah. And he looks at these stories and he draws a motivation from these stories for his faith. He draws a motivation that actually becomes a catalyst for the miraculous in his life. He draws hope for his present season and for his present circumstances. And when I read the way David approaches hard seasons in his life, I get inspired because he intentionally reminds himself about what God has done for others, and therefore that is what God can do and will do for him. Why? Because God is writing a story that is much like that of his ancestors. God wants to write a unique story of faith and hope and trust and the power and the deliverance of God in David's life. But I remember something different happened the day that I was looking for a story of inspiration. I read Psalm 22, verse 4 to 5. And when I read these words, in you our ancestors, and some versions say our fathers, in you our fathers or our ancestors put their trust. As soon as I read that, I was taken into an encounter. And in this encounter, I see a vision of the future. The vision of the future showed me this. I saw my children and my grandchildren sitting around and they were speaking about Jashiel and I. And they were speaking about us having an unshakable, relentless faith in God. And you and I know, or mostly I and Jashiel know, that it's not always relentless. You might be looking at your life right now and go, you know, it's not always relentless. It looks like my faith is shakable. But when they told this story, they were looking at the times that we were beaten and battered and bruised by the onslaught of the enemy, whether it be in health or finances or ministry, whatever it was, in whatever area. They were recalling the stories that had caused us misery. And in that place, they began to speak about the faith that we had in that moment. And instead of just talking about the faith that we had in that moment, they went on to speak about the fruit of our faith. They went on to speak about the miracles that had come out of some of the most miserable places of our life. They began to speak about the completion and the victory that had happened in and through us. And as I began to watch this scene, these two verses took on a whole new meaning to me. I realized that in that moment, God was writing a unique story in my life that the generations that who were following me could tell and recall. And that would be my story, and Jashiel's story would be a catalyst in their walk of faith, to ignite their faith, to ignite hope in believing and trusting in God. That our story would actually become a platform for the miraculous to take place in their life. So I want to ask you today, even as you're listening to me, what are you going through? One of the things that I've realized about people is that we all have very unique miracles that God does in our lives. And the provision of God is so incredible that he writes very unique stories. But we also have very unique miseries. And sometimes we can relate to one another and other times we can't. But God can always relate to us. So think about what you're going through right now. Think about what you're walking through right now. And I want to encourage you that your response in this time, your response to the vicious attack of the enemy on your life is going to be a story of victory that God is going to write for your future. And generations can and will tell of your response in this moment, in this day, in this season. So I want to encourage you right now where you're at to hold on to the promises of God, to hold on to what the word says, to hold on, because one day people are going to recall your story and it's going to be the catalyst of the miraculous in their life. I began to read the Bible from a different perspective, not just from a perspective that looked at the people that have gone before me and draw faith from their story, but instead I started to wonder and ponder and dream of what it would look like if people, especially my people, those who came out of Jashiel and I, would tell of us. What story would they say about us? Could they and would they draw the inspiration that they need to continue the walk that they are called to walk with Jesus? So what I did is I put myself in this verse, Psalms 22, 4 to 5. I began to see my children and my children's children reading this verse as though it was me having been delivered by the hand of God, as though it was Jashiel who had put his trust in God and he was not put to shame. So I want you to go with me now and I want you to insert your name into Psalms 22, 4 to 5. When I read it, I want you to think of it and imagine the generations that are coming after you or the people that you want to make an impact on. I want you to imagine that they are saying this of you. And this is how it would sound. In you, our ancestors, your grandbabies are saying this. In you, our mama chicks, insert your name, put her trust. She trusted and you delivered her. To you she cried, God, and she was saved. In you she trusted God and she was not put to shame. Imagine them saying that of you. So I want to ask you now, if that is going to be their recital tomorrow, if that is going to be what they're going to say tomorrow, what is going to be the response of your today? What is going to be the response of your circumstance today, in your circumstance today? You see, I learned something about my faith, that it wasn't just for me. That it was for those who come after me. That it went so far beyond and it was so much bigger. So I realized that I had more to trust God for. Not just for what I would attain, but for who would attain it. And so I trusted him because I realized, and so I will trust him. Why? Because I realized that God is calling me and he's calling you into a unique partnership where he is writing a story in your life that is going to be told for generations to come. Will you join me in believing beyond yourself today? Will you join me in believing that what God will do through your life today will be the breakthrough for someone else's life tomorrow? God is writing a unique story in your life for others to recite. And he is a good author. He is a good author. When he writes with the intention of creating a great ending. His intention is not to have a destructive ending to your story, but instead a victorious ending to your story. The plans of God towards you are good. The ending of your story is good. He is an author that takes the stories that can only remain fantasy and fiction and he makes them fact. He makes them fact. You know, when my grandchildren and my children begin to recite and recall the stories that Joshua and I are writing right now and partnering with the Lord right now, when they begin to recite it and recall it, they are not stories of fantasy or fiction. They're not stories of what could have been or should have been. They are stories of what happened. Can I say that this is what it's going to sound like? They will say, when Mama Chiki was 6 years old and she had an inverted right hip and she and her family believed in God. And what happened was that at a miracle service, her hip turned in place. This is not fiction, but fact. And when Papa Jashiel was a manager at a rug company, he accidentally lost a letter for a shipment and he couldn't find it and it was worth thousands of dollars. But then God gave him a dream saying that it would turn up at a particular place at a particular time. And he believed what God said. And just as he dreamed, it happened and God saved his job. Not fiction, but fact. And then when Mama Chiki had hurt her back and she couldn't walk and one leg was shorter than the other, and then the Lord grew her leg out to match the other leg. Not fiction, but fact. The Lord is writing a story of faith in your life, a story of power, a story of his love, his kindness, his intervention, his goodness towards you. And it is not going to bring you shame where you think the enemy has his hand upon your life and your story. Can I say that the Lord is taking over that pen? The Lord, I prophesy into your life that the Lord is taking back that pen. And you are walking into partnership with him to write this unique, powerful story. Not one that will cause you shame, but one that through your generations will cause you fame. Fame in your faith, not the shame of having faith, but fame for your faith. That your story is actually going to be like a signpost in people's life that is going to give them an exit from Struggle Street. I actually see right now in the spirit, I can see people driving down what looks like Anxiety Avenue and Struggle Street, but God is writing a new story, and there is a story that is being written through your life that is actually going to give others an exit into their miracle, that's actually going to give others a place to turn off from. And to turn off into a place of freedom, a place of healing, a place of liberty, a place of provision. And he's going to do it through your life. He is writing a story of faith-filled fact and not fiction. Somebody's got to hear this today. God is not done writing your story. Some of the greatest stories that will ever be told are yet to be written or in the process of being written. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not let go. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. I'm standing with you today in a place of hope and expectation that God is going to complete what he has started in and through our lives. God bless you guys, and I'm praying for you today. Thank you so much for listening to Encounters for Encouragement. I really pray that this podcast has blessed your heart and given you that little something or that much something that you need for the season that you're in. God bless you, and we'll speak to you again.